take it on back to them. I'm right, you're right. Everybody come along, talk it on over, and we'll find out who's wrong.
What's up, fuckers?
I'm wrong, you're wrong. Everybody sing this song, talk it on
what's up,
over,
fuckers?
And we'll find out who's right.
All right, we got an action-packed episode for you, you people.
You? What do you mean by you people?
I can't do it yet. I'm not comfortable.
Just lean into it. Just fucking lean into it, man. Come on.
It'd be baby steps.
Yep, I understand.
So today was my official last day at my job.
Oh, really? Oh, I forgot. It is Friday. I was on vacation. I forget days. So yeah, fuck. How was that?
It was weird, man. I've been in the same place for 10 years and walking out the door for the last time. You know, it's pretty weird.
It is. I was thinking about that the other day. Last time I was over there with you, you had a hell of a mess going in your desk, right?
Yeah.
You're kind of you pack stuff away in your desk, you know?
Fuck off.
So I don't know. I'm not judging you. I'm just making an observation. So I was thinking to myself, man, just that in itself is like a 3-week job. I don't know how much notice you gave, but just cleaning out your desk is like 3 weeks.
So you know, we got them shelves with the doors that close, you know.
Yep.
Right, and then you know behind me there was that closet there.
Sure.
So I took everything out of the drawers and put everything in the closet. So, let me rephrase. I took most things out of the drawers. The actual desktop and the visible shelf is all clean.
Uh-huh.
The cubby hole with the lockable cabinet is packed full with shit. The three drawers are packed full with shit. And
so, are you serious?
So the best part was, Brian, he's gone. He's gone for training.
Oh, okay.
So he's gonna come back Monday, you know, and I'm gone and
yeah.
All that. Yeah. But the sewer had backed up in the closet.
Oh, fuck.
So I opened up the closet as I was getting ready to walk out the door, you know, to take my boxes and stack them in there. And I'm like, holy shit, it fucking stunk.
Oh.
So I just got on the radio and I called the maintenance supervisor. I'm like, hey, the poop's backing up. I'm going home.
See you guys later. Poop's backing up. Oh, that's hilarious. So, that's just got to be such a weird thing, man. 10 years. How are you feeling? Are you feeling good about it? Good about the decision?
Yeah, I'm feeling good about the decision. I'm nervous as fuck.
Well, yeah, I would be too, but...
My new boss,
mm-hmm.
He's been sending me emails for like the last week on things that he's wanting me to work on.
Oh, gee, you haven't even started yet. You haven't even started the damn job yet. Wow.
And
that's rough, man.
And he just goes and, you know, his emails come in at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
All the way up till like 1 o'clock in the morning, you know. So I talked to him today, and I'm like, do you ever fucking sleep? Jesus Christ.
Wow. So what I'm getting out of that, now this is, go ahead.
One of the things he asked me was what I needed for a computer, you know, for the specs for the software that I use.
Yeah.
And so he gave it the system requirements to the IT guy. And
yep.
He said, well, I just ordered you a desktop. I hope that's okay. And I said, well, you didn't order me a laptop. That means I don't have to take it home.
Yeah.
He said, oh, you're going to be here enough that you won't want to take it home.
Oh, fuck. Oh, that's just terrible. So what I'm hearing when you say things like that, now I'm being selfish when I say this, but I'm hearing that that's the end of our show pretty much. So if you like the show, get your fill now before Doug's too busy for you.
So you've been saying that for, well, we've been doing it for 8 months now, and you've been saying it for 8 months now.
this time I'm serious.
No, there is going to be a lag.
Of course.
I'm thinking that we probably won't record again, probably for sure next week.
Okay. Is that when you're moving?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now maybe there's a chance that we can record an episode or something in a day or two, but I know I'm going to be pretty busy packing and shit, so.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you guys don't hear, if there's nothing new next week, then fuck it, wait. I don't know.
Then fucking wait. Don't be so goddamn impatient. The shit's fucking free.
I was going to say, if you took the Patreon a little more seriously, maybe I might make time for you.
Yeah. Yeah. That.
I mean, thanks for your support, the people that are going to the...
I understood what you said, what you meant. Glad you had to translate it, though. So you were telling me a story about the way somebody identified at their job. Can you tell that story?
We'll get to it. Fuck.
I gotta know, man. This is so fucked up.
Well, let's start with the story that you put on there about the whatever the guy identifying as a 6-year old or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So I came across the story of, it says the 52-year-old father identifies as a 6-year-old girl. So as I was reading this article, not only does he identify
that
as a 6-year-old
so
girl,
creepy.
But yeah, there's a picture and it's awesome. It looks like an SNL sketch.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? So it says he used to be an 8-year-old girl, but later went even younger at the insistence of his adopted sibling. A year ago, I was 8 and she was 7. And she said to me, I want to be the little sister, so I'll be 9. I said, well, I don't mind going to 6. So I've been 6 ever since. Now, that's fucked up. Doesn't that sound like a mental illness to you? I mean, I'm not trying to say that all trans people are mentally ill, but this sounds like a mental fucking illness to me.
Like you just said, I don't think all trans are mentally ill. Where do you think that changed? Or, you know, where's the line? Why is this mentally ill and the other one isn't?
Because I understand. I will admit that maybe it's me. Maybe it's my lack of understanding. But if you were born in the wrong body, okay, I can wrap my head around that concept, right? That makes sense to me. I can't understand the concept of turning 52 years old, having been through your 6, 7, 8, 9-year-old phase, and deciding that, nope, I'm still 6. I can't wrap my head around that.
I can't wrap my head around what it would feel like to be born a man but identify as a woman.
Right. It doesn't make sense to you? I mean, no. I'm not saying that it makes sense to me like I understand, like, oh, yeah, I could definitely want to be a woman. Not that. I'm saying I could understand, like, the concept of it. Like, you were born, you feel like you were born in the wrong body. Okay. I can understand that concept. The concept of you're fucking 52 and you identify yourself as a 6-year-old girl, I just don't understand it. It doesn't make sense to me.
So I think what I've come up with, because I spent some time talking to somebody at work about this, I think that because sexuality is such a broad mm-hmm. thing, right, that you get to a point where I believe that if there's somebody that was born a man and now identifies as a woman, I think my opinion is that they're probably just gay, and society's view of gay people is oppression.
Okay.
So you start oppressing those feelings and
yeah,
they kind of morph into something else.
You think it manifests itself in a weird way?
I do. I just got a funny text and got distracted. Sorry. So fuck you, Reese, fuck you. You just distracted me.
You fucking ruined the whole show.
He said,
now we're going to suck.
He said, so you going full time on the talk shit show?
The talk shit show.
But that's what my opinion is just that because sexuality is so broad and society mm-hmm. forces people to either identify as gay, straight, or bi, or, you know, even bi is, I think, now considered worse than gay because you're not picking a side or something. Fuck, I don't know. Whatever. But
you're not picking a side.
Fucking pick
so
a,
wait,
pick
wait,
a,
wait.
Pick
so,
a team. Shirts or skins?
Do you think there's a different stigma if you're a gay man than if you're a gay woman?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So then I guess I don't understand your what you're thinking, I guess. I mean, because there are women who
I didn't say that.
Right? I mean,
so the
I'm just trying to understand where you're coming from.
So please understand that I only took like 2 weeks at the University of Phoenix in psychology. So that's what all this is based off of.
Okay.
So my problem is and I'm gonna reference. So you told this story, and there's a very large company here in the area, and something that I have caught wind of is. Mm-hmm. There was a white employee who went up mm-hmm. to basically the equivalent of human resources and
sure.
filed a complaint with the compliance group because he is claiming mm-hmm. that because he's a white employee, because mm-hmm. he identifies as a black man, he is claiming racism against his supervisor. Hold on, I'll say it again. Because?
I think you need to.
He is a white man who identifies as a black yes. man and is claiming that his supervisor is racist against him.
How does that work? I mean, legally. How does that work legally? I don't... Just so you can just say, I'm black.
Right, and
I'm racially fluid. I'm racially fluid, that's what I am.
But that's where it
wow, that's
it's like this fucking retard 52-year-old guy identifying as a 6-year-old girl. That's it's fucking stupid. You're
uh-huh. I agree with you. So so do you think that gender dysphoria being confused? This is where I get a little bit confused even in my own thinking, right? Gender dysphoria, where you think that you were born in the wrong body, do you think that is a mental illness or mental defect?
I already answered that. I don't. I think it's years and years of
a societal thing
of being told that you have to be a certain way. I do believe that there are two genders. I do believe that.
Okay.
But I also believe that within them two genders, you can feel something else, you know. I don't believe in 16 other genders or gender fluidity, whatever the fuck it's called. Gender foreskin? No.
Gender foreskin? I don't believe in gender foreskin. It's not like Rumpelstiltskin. That was so fucking stupid.
No, that was funny. So far, I think that was the funniest thing that we've said. So.
All right. So my main problem here is that I don't give a fuck what anybody does. Like, if this guy wants to identify as a 6-year-old girl and live with two parents that are his new mommy and daddy or whatever, that doesn't affect me in the least, right? I don't care. But that doesn't mean
What if he ends up going to the same daycare as your kid?
that would be awesome.
He comes walking in with a big cigar
and a fucking 5 o'clock shadow and a cigar.
And Mickey's big mouth.
That would be awesome, especially if my kid beat him up.
All right, who's gonna do my hair?
Oh, fuck. So, like I said,
I want to play Barbies.
As long as it doesn't affect me, as long as As long as it doesn't affect me, I don't care. But when you get into a situation like that,
see this,
then it affects me. This, then I have to make those kind of choices.
You've got to see this picture, you know, because it.
Yeah, you got to put this on the website. This is amazing.
I think I'm having problems with my prostate.
Can I get some breakfast? Oh, my God. Yeah, this picture has got to go on our website. Oh, fuck.
All right, so a couple months ago, I guess it was, we joined the Hush Your Face Network.
Yeah.
You know where this is
this
going.
This might be... I know where this is going, but I don't want to spoil it. We are proud members of the Hush Your Face Network.
So I listen to a couple of the shows on there. There's a couple of them that I don't give a shit about, but I was asked to play this, so as required, I will. And this then we will commentate on it. But this is the promo that that we're supposed to drop in for the Hush Your Face Network.
Yes.
Hush Your Face is coming straight to your ears. A podcast network that's changing gears. Bringing fresh, funky pods with a fresh, funky beat. A family of pods that are bringing the heat. There ain't no stopping us. Keep coming back to us. Sick-ass pods that'll make you hush. www.hushyourface.com.
This is killing me. Halfway through, folks. All right. That, I feel like everything's, all the life energy has been sucked out of me. That, it's fucking horrible. And
so,
go.
What I gotta say is that if we have to play that and pretend like we're not gonna make fun of it or pretend like it was interesting or good or anything other than shit, I don't want to be on that network.
Right. And
can I say that?
I don't give a fuck.
I mean, if they want us on their network and we can talk shit about that song, I'm cool. I'm cool being on their network.
We'll play
it's
it
cool.
every time, people every on week. Their,
oh, yeah. We'll talk shit about it every single fucking week. That is the biggest ear turd I've heard in a
long
time.
Okay, so first, ear turd is copyrighted towards our show.
All right. If it's not, it should be. Yeah, so that was just not good. Just... whoever the guys that invented rap music, I'm sure if they're dead, they're rolling over in their grave because that is not what it's for. That's
so
the opposite of what rap music is
we've
for.
We've already
right?
talked about this, and we both know that Vanilla Ice is alive and well.
Rolling in his 5-0. So, yeah, Vanilla Ice is going to be rolling over in his grave if he hears that.
So, don't
do that.
The first time I heard that, I thought, I don't know that there's even a black guy on the network at all.
Uh-huh.
And so isn't that exactly what cultural appropriation is? I mean, this is as bad as taking all the land from the Indians.
As bad, maybe even worse. What? This is like selling dream catchers to the Indians. Jeez. What's going to be hilarious is if, like, I've never seen the guy that wrote that. If he's black, that's going to be awesome. He just sounds white as hell, but he's really black. Or he identifies as black. God.
All right.
Let's not turn this into a race thing. That was just garbage all the way around. Black garbage, white garbage. It was just garbage.
Well, it was
and
nice.
I'm sure that'll be the last time we're on this network.
It was nice being on the Hush Your Face Network. I'll still listen to them, the same podcast that I listen to, though, even if they do kick us off.
And we'll still be on your network. I don't care. Well, I'm cool with being on your network. Just don't make us play your shit song. Even better, destroy every copy of that shit song and don't ever play it again.
So if I had easy access to it, I would play my rap song that I did.
I can do that if you'd like. You want me to drop that in here? This would be a good chance for that.
I don't know if we want to do the whole thing, do we?
No, I don't want to hear the whole thing. I'll drop it in, though. The good parts where you just mumble your way through.
Well, you want to see, you got to lead up to it, though, because they've got to understand my mic skills going into this. You know, it's it.
I think they do.
It's when the difficulty level got cranked up to a 10 is when I may have jumbled a word.
May or have, yep. Or two.
No, so I think I can play it.
Okay, go ahead.
But it's going to take a little bit for me to get to it.
Well,
so why don't you tell a story or something? Hey, start talking about the story you posted about the murder suspect.
So there was a guy.
I'll see if I can find this.
All right. There's a guy, and of course, he came from Florida, like they all do. This guy, his wife, girlfriend.
All right, I'm ready.
Perfect. His girlfriend died, and he was getting tried for her murder, and his defense was that she choked on his cock while she was performing oral sex on him and choked to death. And that's how she died. So he's not responsible because he has a big cock. So he was found.
I think part of it was he.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think we're stepping all over each other here.
I think so, too. I'm trying not to, but.
I think that he said he wanted to whip it out in the court to show that he did have an impressive member.
Yep, that's exactly right. He wanted to show the jury, look at my cock. I mean, she choked on this motherfucker. You see this thing? Oh, my God.
So this song, going back, there's a song called Alphabet Aerobics. I think it's by Blackalicious, if I'm not mistaken.
That
anyway,
just makes it all the better.
Yeah, so I decided to appropriate my own culture and give it a whirl. So I'm going to try to play it here. And it starts out bad, and it gets worse. But if you guys, the people out there that know me, will really get a kick out of this, because in person I'm quiet and...
Fat.
All
right.
Sorry,
I couldn't help it. Sorry, I couldn't help it. Oh, fuck.
Now it's time for our wrap-up. Let's give it everything we've got. Ready? Begin.
Artificial amateurs are not all amazing. Analytically, I assault animate things. Broken barriers bounded by the bomb.
Take that, oddball.
Broken, basically, I'm bombarding. Casually create catastrophes, casualties, canceling cats, got the canopies collapsing. Detonated dime a dank daily doing dough. Demonstrations done data on the down low. Eating other editors with each and every energetic epileptic episode. Elevated etiquette. Furious, fat, fabulous, fantastic. Flurries of funk felt feeding the fanatics. Gift God's great global goods gone glorious. Getting godly in his game is the goriest. Hit him high, hella height, historical. Hey, holocaust, hands here, holler at your homeboy. Imitators idolize, I intimidate. In an instant, I'll rise in an irate state. Juiced on my jams like Jerry Curl's jock and joints. Justly, it's just me writing my journals. Kindly, unkindly, all kinds of ink on. Karate kick type.
Britain, here we go.
Kingdom. Let me live a long life. Lyrically, lessons is long. Next long. Naturally, operation opposition, all not optimal. Out of sight, out of mind, wide beaming optical is perfect in form. Probable punchline, fumbling, tidy, got really raw rap, rising up rapidly, riding the rushing radioactivity. Super scientifical sound, sir, sought. Silencing, super fire, sound, sound, sought. Ten, too tough. Take that, challengers, get a tune up. Universal, unique, untouched, unadulterated, the raw, uncut. Verb, bite, bug, 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 bug,
you just gave up?
I think I jump in.
Zombies zooming to the scene as zero in the scene.
Zelas! Con! Oh, fuck. That was great. Sounded like you had a stroke in the middle there, but...
Several of them.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
You know, eventually here we're going to be doing a live show, and I will do that song.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, for sure. Now, since you're moving far, far away, the likelihood of us doing a live show is better.
Why you got to bring me down, man?
Why you got to bring me down? My only friend in the world moving away. I'm so lonely. I'm going to kill myself, probably, or something.
Can I have your equipment?
Yeah.
I mean, don't do it.
I mean, don't do it.
All right. So, generally, we like to talk a little bit about religion. I don't think this is any different.
Uh-huh.
So, I gotta pull it up, but here we go. This is a priest who is discussing how his new way of getting religion into kids, I guess. And no, he's not fucking them.
Just, you know, kind of. All
right.
And we were outside one day, youth group, and he was just trying to push my buttons, and he was just, you know, kind of not taking the Lord serious. And I walked over to him, and I went, bam! I punched him in the chest as hard as I crumpled the kid. I just crumpled him. And I leaned over and I said, Ben, when are you going to stop playing games with God? I led that man to the Lord right there. There's times that that might be needed.
All right.
I led that man to the Lord right there. I punched into the Lord right there. I think that's my new favorite audio clip. That's fucking great. I led that man to the Lord right there.
So which is worse? The priest that punches a kid or the priest that fucks the kid? Either way, the kid's going to be saying, oh, God.
You're either going to have the Lord punched into you or fucked into you. Which one do you want? So you can take this Lord rectally, or I can just push it right through your skin. Oh, shit. I think we should market our own suppositories, like Jesus suppositories. That would be great.
Like, almost like little Flintstone vitamin looking things,
yeah.
Except they're pictures of Jesus.
Yep. Oh, God. I don't understand
we'll
how.
Call it hey, we'll call them holy shit.
Holy shit. Oh, God. I don't understand how people think that that's good, nice, right, acceptable, not terrible.
Yeah, I don't have an answer. I just think that clip's awesome.
It is awesome.
Did you have anything happen this week? You know, I went through a life-changing event.
Let's see here. Nope. I was going to watch scary movies. I was going to watch scary movies with my son last night. We made it halfway through, not even halfway through Evil Dead 2, and we ended up shutting it off and watching Bob's Burgers.
Fuck.
I know. He was a little too scared, I think. He was trying to play it off.
You ever watched a show called Idle Hands?
Yeah, that was the first movie that, what's her name was in? What the fuck is her name?
Oh, a simple yes. I was just recommending a movie
yes.
for you to watch. With
it's a great movie. Jessica Alba. That was her first movie. Yeah, great movie.
All right. You're killing me here. You're not adding anything. Fuck you. It's like you're just waiting on me.
Sorry.
Now I know how John feels.
I was distracted. So you had added something about a Facebook article about old people's cable
yeah.
bills, which when I read that, I was like, so this is our show, huh? But then I read the article and I was like, oh, all right, now I understand.
I just said something that reminded me of something else. You know, I I just said, so John was right, referring to John from Brand X podcast.
Yeah.
I think he might be pissed off at us.
Why?
Well, for like the last 8 weeks or so when they do their podcast shout outs, he usually goes on a 1 to 5 minute rant about our show, something about our show.
Yeah.
And this last week it was just who's right with Doug and Anthony, and then right on to the next thing. That's all he said.
Really?
But it could have been just because our show sucked so bad that week that he was referring to, that he was just being nice by not calling us out on it.
No. I'm not going with that. I'm going with he's an asshole, so fuck you, John.
Okay.
You need a dick.
Yeah, news is cool.
That's all I got. Yeah, he's cool, I guess. I don't really know him. Only met him a couple times, you know. I thought he was supposed to be on the show.
He is, but he's recording right now also.
Whoa, they're recording their show now?
Yeah.
Really? They got a call-in line?
No.
Well, neither do we.
I'm going to play this video. So, shut up. If football players were atheists...
Touchdown catch as time expired saved the game and perhaps the season. What do you have to say about that miraculous grab?
I'm just so thankful. I feel amazing. I gotta thank my parents for giving me the best of both their genes, for giving me the genetic makeup to make me taller, faster, more agile. Without my body's ability to jump higher than the other players, I wouldn't have made that catch. Gotta thank Jesus.
Oh, is a great source of inspiration.
Jesus Romero, who gave a great block downfield. This is ours, Jesus Romero. Oh, but hello, big guy upstairs. Come on, right? Our owner, Barry Steinberg. Thank you for paying my salary. I owe you my life because you pay me so well.
And is there anyone else you'd like to acknowledge?
Yeah. Okay. Right here. Big one. Whoever made this necklace... Thank you. This is my lucky necklace. This lowercase t is my favorite letter, and it stands for my daughter, Tamara. Oh, that brings me to my wife. Baby, I miss you. But I know you're looking down on me from above, because she got a free ride in the Goodyear blimp, and that is so cool!
And thank you, Goodyear, for the great aerial view shot.
Father O'Malley. Yeah, my best friend Ryan O'Malley's father, who coached the Pee Wee team. Thank you for showing me the light. Because without the addition of floodlights, we would not have been able to have those night practices, which I so enjoyed. But more than anything, I owe this victory to the miracle of evolution. Billions of years have gone into making me a superior athlete, and Darwinian theory suggests survival of the fittest. And tonight... survived.
Thank you.
Oh, and there is no God. What if there was? Even you wouldn't have been able to make that catch.
I would expect a fucking reaction or something out of you. You are a
shitty co-host. I didn't know if it was done playing. I'd never heard it before. That was good. So I think we should end every show with "There is no God," and "There is no God," or at least every bit that we do.
Fuck, you're killing me, man.
No, I'm good.
All right. So this Facebook post was it's a screenshot of somebody's Comcast cable bill.
Yep.
And it sparked something in me. So I'm going to go ahead and read it. It's a little lengthy, but it says, "So my nice 84-year-old neighbor, whom is a widower and U.S. Army veteran, recently asked me how much I pay for my Comcast bill. I said, well, for the triple play with taxes and fees, it's usually around $150 a month. He then told me his bill is $240 a month. Astonished to see such a bill for one person, I asked to see it. After I looked at it, I asked if he uses his DVR. He said he never has and doesn't even know how to, and he does not even know why he has it. I then, with his permission, called Comcast. I spoke with a guy named Orlando, whom was an uncaring, inconsiderate jerk. I asked a ton of questions. My neighbor has been a Comcast customer since 1972. He has been paying $20 a month for DVR since 2009, that he has not used once. My neighbor somehow is also being charged another $40 a month for extra TV boxes that aren't used. Somehow he is in a contract for 9 more months that he has no recollection of being in. The rep was not helpful one bit and put all the blame on my neighbor. This is elder abuse and exploitation. Please share this and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So what's your opinion on that?
So the first thing I did was, after I read that, I looked through the comments to see what what people were saying. 99% of the comments were about how shitty Comcast is. And there were two comments by same lady that said, Comcast isn't that bad. Give Comcast a chance. Maybe you should try this, talk to this person at Comcast or whatever. And I clicked on her profile and, oh, what do you know? She works at Comcast. So fuck Comcast. They've got fucking people planted in Facebook defending them when they do shitty things. That's just admit that you fucked up. You're a fucking shitty company. You know what I mean? Your company ethics are shitty.
I feel the exact opposite.
Really?
I feel the exact opposite.
Why? Yes. How come?
It is not up to a fucking cable service provider to, if somebody calls and gets something, they're going to assume that it gets used. It's not up to them to double check, call every month and say, so are you using your DVR? Do you know how to use it?
No. I'm not saying they should call every month and say, do you know how to use this? But when you're selling, the guy calls and says, hey, I want cable. I have a TV. I want cable on this TV. And the person on the other end says, well, you need 4 cable boxes and you need a DVR. And this 80 whatever year old guy has no idea what that means and says, oh, well, if that's what I need, that's what I need. I don't know how technology works. So the guy sells him all this shit that he doesn't need.
So then they shouldn't have fucking cable. I don't know how technology works. How many times have you gotten cable?
I don't know, once, twice. I don't have cable now. I haven't had cable for 15 years, so I don't know. I mean, it's been so long.
How do you live?
Cable's retarded, dude.
All right, so actually, where I'm at right here, I can see a cable box sitting on the shelf because I've lived here for 5 years, and I got cable when we moved in. And I just never put it in the basement where it was going to go. That's not on Mediacom. That's not their fucking fault. I'm lazy, and I didn't install the fucking cable down there.
No, you're right. Corporations are great. Everything's fucking perfect with the goddamn fucking Comcast. Fuck. So I understand. I totally understand what you're saying, and I can agree with you to an extent. But I think more the way it happens is, the guy calls, doesn't know what he needs to get cable. Old people don't know shit. So he doesn't know what he needs to get cable. He says, hey, I want cable. They say, okay, you need this. And he says, okay. And then they charge him for it. How is that acceptable?
Did you ever get your fucking podcast hotline thing hooked up so we can make a phone call? I would like to call cable provider right now and just set it up and see if we can get them to lead us into it or if they're decent human beings, because I guarantee you
they are not decent human beings. Nobody's a decent human
being.
Your
mom is.
Well, thank you. That was very nice of you.
She is. She's a nice lady.
Thanks. I appreciate that. I'll let her know that you said that.
I'll tell her tonight.
There you go. I set you up for that one. If you didn't see that, I opened the door for you, you know. So you don't think that it's part of their culture, whatever you want to call it, to take advantage of people and extract as much money as they can?
Then
is that a yes or no? It's a yes or no question. Really? Do you think they work at the cable company because just out of the kindness of their hearts?
No, I think they work at the cable company because the cable company hired them.
And then the cable company doesn't want them to maximize profits?
Oh, of course they do, but I don't think they want to do it at the expense of people's dignity.
Oh, so there is no dignity when you're talking about a corporation maximizing their profits. They'll do it at the expense of anything.
Whatever. All right.
Am I wrong? Are you fucking kidding me? That's like the basis of capitalism. Profits before everything else,
here
jackass.
We go again. Fuck, every fucking time.
Jesus.
Try to have a fucking comedy, because a comedy Comcast, show, and now you're ranting and raving about you fucking capitalism,
goddamn fucking right.
Bullshit, socialism, fascism. Hoobly hoobla.
Don't forget about feminism. Hoobly hoobla. What the fuck was that?
That's what you sound like when you talk. Hoobly hoobla, racism.
I didn't even say anything about racism, but we're on the subject. I decided that I identify as black now, so you can't say that kind of stuff to me anymore.
So you don't have you listened to Bad Cop, Bad Cop?
I made it through about half of one episode, and I have not been able to get back to it.
I think their most recent episode, one of them spent. So I guess it'd be Bad Cop spent.
All right.
Spent a good portion of the show identifying as a black man.
All I remember from the part that I listened to was they spent a lot of time talking about Corey Feldman. Corey Feldman's asshole. They sound so fucking brutal, man. Oh, they're got raped funny. When he was a kid. Corey Feldman's asshole. Jesus fucking Christ, man.
Yeah, they're pretty funny. I dig them.
I dig them. Are they on Hush Your Face Network?
No. Okay. I couldn't remember. 42 other fucking networks though, but
maybe they didn't like the rap.
I don't think they would have played it.
So I figured we were gonna open the show with that rap and then spend an hour just bashing that song.
I'm almost feeling like
we could go like line by line. Yeah, we could go line by line and bash it.
WWW Hush Your Face.
I hate when people shorten things that don't need to be shortened, like podcast. Don't call them pods just to fit your fucking rap. God, fucking pisses me off. Pods. Fucking douche.
I think that's just normal slang.
Fucking retarded. I don't like it.
Retard.
That's fucking retard.
Fucking window lickers.
Well, I don't know why that's funny, but... I've never seen anybody lick a window before, but that just sounds fucking funny.
All right.
All right. So you had some Yahoo questions that I told you I wanted you to wait. And yeah.
Coming up, the window licking rappers.
Straight to your ears. A family of pods. God, fuck you, man. Sick ass pods. Fuck you. God. No. Just no.
I'm going to get a month's worth out right now, and then we don't have to play this shit anymore.
If we play it four times, we're good, right? Oh, I don't think they're going to have us back on their network. Maybe they'll promote us. Maybe they'll use this show as a promotion for their network. Your network is fine. The song fucking blows.
No, the song's fine.
No, it's not. Just the music is even gay, man. Fuck.
You know what? Somebody actually, I don't know who did this. Somebody put some time into this.
I know, that's the worst part.
This is it. This will clear us up for a month, I hope. I'm sorry, everybody.
What if we get kicked off early? Can we still play it? We're going to get kicked off halfway through the show.
You know what? Yeah, they could just pull us off the network when we bashed them the first go around. And now
we're fucked. Now they're going to sue us.
They could sue us for playing it four times. You know how I would rather get caught with like the worst kind of porn than have to
What is the worst kind of porn?
Then have to go in front of a judge and say, yes, I played this on purpose four times.
I really like this song. What does that mean that we're the podcast network that's changing gears? What gears?
There's no gears.
What fucking gears?
You don't even shift this thing.
We've been doing a podcast for like 8 months, and we've never shifted once.
Yeah, we're still in first gear.
That's right.
So just imagine you're sitting in jail. You're sitting in the holding cell, and you look over, and there's this big guy, and he's still got covered in blood and shit. He looks over at you and says, so what are you in for? And you would have to say, I punched a baby. You couldn't say, have you ever heard of the Hush Your Face rap? I pirated that.
I pirated Hush Your Face. I got 10 years. Nope. Punched a baby.
Oh, this is fucking great.
It's comedy gold right here.
All right. What were we doing? Yahoo questions?
Sure, why not?
Or do you want to hear the song again? All right, fine. All right, fuck that shit.
Oh, man. I wonder if, like, that's the actual guy that runs the network is him rapping, and we're fucking just tearing his shit apart. Make something better, and we won't make fun of it.
So, when he got done with it, right, because I'm assuming there was some editing there, and say he's married, and, you know, because sometimes when we're recording, my wife can hear what I'm saying if I start talking loud or whatever, so.
Yeah.
But at some point, he got done, and he got done editing, and then he played it, and I assume he called somebody into the room and said, listen to this, what do you think? Somebody really, really loved him. And they fucking lied to him. They fucking lied.
Honey, that's great.
That's great. You're not really going to put that out in the air, though, are you?
This is just for you, right?
All right. What are we doing here? Yahoo. Right.
Yeah. Yahoo.
All right. So the first one is very short, and... I want to try to have a serious discussion on it.
Okay.
So here's the question.
Okay.
Is 300 pounds too fat to fly?
That's the whole question?
That's the question. So you haven't spent a lot of time flying, right? We talked about that before.
Nope.
But so I can tell you as a big fat fuck when you're flying, you know, you've got to be conscious of the fact that there's people next to you. So I have to sit with my arms crossed because I'm very broad-shouldered. I'm also broad-hipped and broad-legged and broad-bellied. I've got to be very conscious of the fact that, you know, I'm girthy. But so I'm wondering, should there be a weight limit to where you have to buy a separate seat or two seats?
I think there is, isn't there?
Not a weight limit, no.
Oh, there's not a weight limit?
Well, they never put me on the fucking luggage scale.
Alrighty, I'm going to need you to step on the scale. Looks like you're smuggling some hams there. So how do they decide then? If there's not a weight limit, what is it? Just if you look too fat, you don't carry your weight very well. So I'm not.
I assume the conversation starts when you ask for a seatbelt extender.
Yeah. You don't ask for that till the last minute, till the plane's in the air. What are you going to do now? So what I want to know is when you strap on a parachute, is there a weight limit on the parachute? Because, I mean, that should be the number one concern. It's if the parachute can hold you.
What? You know, commercial airlines don't come equipped with parachutes, right?
What? No, I didn't know that. Don't all the seats have parachutes in them?
Are you fucking serious, you dumb bastard?
Damn it.
You're fucking
idiot. I was really hoping not to have to edit anything out of this show.
Oh, no. So far, so good. We're staying.
Take two.
Nope. This is all one take. Did you really mistake the flotation devices for fucking parachutes? I can see.
I didn't know they were flotation devices. What do you need flotation devices in the air for?
You start having a little bit of engine problems, and you just jump out of the fucking plane with your seat cushion. It's okay.
It's okay. I got a cushion. It's got a parachute in here somewhere.
Jesus Christ. I really didn't know you were that stupid.
Shut up. You're fat.
Fair enough.
So, yeah, I am that stupid anyways. So I'm not 300 pounds.
You know what? I don't even care about the question anymore. I'm stuck on your answer.
All right.
When you were sitting there talking, uh-huh. and you started saying about, well, I'm worried about the parachutes. Uh-huh. I'm like, fuck, he's doing it again, man. He's not taking his medication. He's just wandering all over the place. Wait a minute. He thinks there's parachutes in all the planes.
He thinks there's parachutes. This guy's a fucking idiot. Play the rap again. Oh, fuck. All right, so I learned something today. There's not parachutes on commercial airlines, and Doug will make fun of me for it.
Forever
and ever. I'm okay with that.
All right, so here's the last question. Is it weird to hang out naked with friends? All right, so here's the question. My best friend came over yesterday when my parents were away for a day. I have seen him naked in the showers and stuff before, and he has seen me naked. All right. We played tennis, then showered. His clothes were all sweaty, and he didn't want to walk home to get a new change. We decided we could just dry off and then just chill naked. We then played video games naked and played cards naked. We never had an erection or anything, so it wasn't gay. It was just more convenient.
So in order for it to be gay, you have to have an erection? That's awesome.
Right. So you would think, like, hey, do you got an extra pair of shorts? Or let's just say, for instance, that's what he wrote is the truth, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But the other kid lives there. There's clothes there for him.
All his clothes are dirty. So, right. You know, so you got two clean
let's
socks.
Say you and I got together. Let's say you and I got together and decided to play tennis, and we get all sweaty, and then come back to my house. Well, so far we would get all sweaty.
Yep.
So then we come back to my house, and I think it would get really awkward as I started stripping my clothes off. Like, hey man, it's okay. It's just more convenient.
You wanna go play cards? And then your wife and daughter come home, and we're just hanging out naked.
We're playing Uno.
No, we're playing Chutes and Ladders. That's even better. We're playing fucking Chutes and Ladders. Oh, shit. All right.
Hey, Anthony just didn't want to run home. It's fine.
So, I don't know if you know this or not, but I'm gonna speak some truth here. I could... 100% honesty, I could live in a nudist colony. If I didn't have kids, I would be naked all the time. Before I had kids, I was naked all the time in my own house. That's the beauty of having your own house. And that's one of the shitty things about having kids. I'm going to wear clothes all the time. But that's just me. If you came over, I'd put clothes on. or anybody else. It is weird to be just naked around for no reason around your friends. That's just fucking weird. And even that's coming from me. And I even sit around my house naked when there's nobody else here.
And you have a semen fetish.
Fair enough. Yeah. I really hope we're still on this network after this show.
There's no chance.
How cool these guys really are.
They feel free to talk shit about us.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. We've put out 8 months worth of crap. take the fucking shit and make fun of it.
Take your best fucking shot, pal.
Yes. Right shot right in your fucking mouth. Yeah. Take your best shot. We've already put it out there. What's the fucking worst? Anything that you can say about it, we've already thought it.
Do you follow me on Twitter yet, or do you go through and see all the bullshit that I tweet every day?
I look at it. I don't. I do follow you, and I don't have your notifications on, but I look at what you tweet. Yeah. Oh.
There is nothing that anybody could say about our show that I don't already say to try to promote the show.
Exactly. And anything that I've said on the air, I don't give a fuck. I've said some shit I don't fucking care. I mean, make fun of me, cool. Please make fun of me.
Because I identify as a ninja and I'll fuck you up.
Yeah. Identity politics are weird, man.
That's a word now, identity politics?
Well, that's the whole thing, is that what you think or do or say doesn't matter. It's what you identify as, you know? This whole thing of oppressed groups are... It's great to be an oppressed group. I read an article today on Everyday Feminism about how oppressed Christians are, or how oppressed all groups are except for Christians. There's Christian privilege now if you're Christian. You are a privileged person if you're a Christian. Really?
I agree with that, yeah.
What, Christian privilege?
Only because I hate fucking Christians. No, wait a minute. I fucking hate Christians. It's a big difference.
Oh boy. Everyday Feminism is awesome. You really should check it out. I'm not talking to you, Doug. I'm talking to our audience. Everyday Feminism gets my vote. Best comedy website out there.
I want to do a little thing here real quick before I forget. There's a podcast called The Pizza Podcast.
Okay.
Need to fucking check it out, man. It is To me, it is... Oh, fuck, I can't think of the word.
Good?
No.
Bad?
No.
All right.
So what it is this guy records his podcast. He's a pizza delivery driver.
Okay.
And he records the podcast as he's out making deliveries.
What?
So it's almost like you're just riding around with him.
Okay.
You know, he'll talk about, yeah, I know this house... They usually leave me about a $6 tip and whatever. Or
yeah.
You won't believe what just happened when I was in there. This black guy who I identified as a white guy was with a girl who identifies as a guy. And I mean, it's just fucking interesting as fuck.
Is he from a big city then, obviously?
I don't think so. I'm gonna put a link on the show notes to his podcast. But I just found out about it like 3 days ago and I've been hooked on it.
Is it new or no?
Yeah, I think he's relatively new.
Cool. All right.
And Jay Swift, he is making us a shirt, or designed for a shirt. He's a graphics artist as well as being a witty motherfucker.
Okay.
But that quote that from last week's show from you, we were talking about Jesus. Being stuck to the cross and flying like an airplane.
Uh-huh.
And you said, open your mouth, here comes the Jesus.
Uh-huh.
So that's going to be on a shirt with
perfect.
A cartoon Jesus flying across the city.
Can he put Muhammad on there or no? Just for fun?
He said he'll do anything that we want. So
really? Anything that we want? I could really use my asshole licked. Nothing.
We should
nothing
just end the show with that.
Why not? Just as good as any other ending.
You know, I was going to go into the whole.
Yes, you were.
Subscribe, like us, and all that shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead and do that. Go into the hole. Come on.
All right.
Is that all we got? We're ending the show. We're ending the show right there. All right.
So don't forget, there will be no show next week unless Anthony puts something together for a best of what it's like picking through the fucking dump.
This styrofoam container looks good.
You're going through the dump and you come up with like half a roll of toilet paper and
balled up Kleenex in a fucking yogurt container. Delicious. Yeah. Put something together, fucking hush your face guy. Go ahead.
That's your face guy.
I don't know his name. We're on their network. What's his name?
So I do know that. God damn it. I just don't remember it.
I just don't remember it. It's Hush Your Face Guy, isn't it?
Now I got to look it up.
Dick. Is he the one that did the rap?
I don't know.
I didn't say play it.
Well,
we got to play. We got to pay royalties every time we play it. You're going to be fucking rich. So do all their shows play that?
I think they ask them to, yeah. I talked to John over at Brand X about it. I sent him a note. You know, I'm like, what's up with that rap, man? He's like, oh, I don't mind it. It's not that bad. Yeah, all right. I guess I'm not going to take John's judgment on rap music too seriously from now on.
Oh, shit.
I think we ought to place that guy that did the Hush Your Face rap against Oddball in a rap.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Oddball, you ain't got a hair on your ass if you don't challenge this man. I want to hear Oddball versus the Window Licker.
That's his rap name, the Window Licker.
MC Window Licker.
We are so off this network. I hope he makes a big deal out of kicking us off, too.
Oddball gets done, and the other MC is over in the corner eating crayons. You know, we do this to ourselves every fucking time, you know.
This was him.
We had a really good following in Texas, and we fucked that up. We've since built them back up, by the way.
Yes.
So fuck Texas.
Yes.
The only people that I haven't badmouthed, that I don't know why we're getting such a huge following in Slovakia for some reason.
I don't even know what those are. is that like a Star Trek villain?
You're an idiot.
So there's not parachutes on airplanes?
Hushyourface.com.
.com. So if you want to find us on there, you better hurry up.
Here we go. Yeah, so I was trying to go to our stats page because I was talking about the Slovakia thing. So, of course, our number one country that we're downloaded in is the United States. What would you say is number two?
Germany?
France. Then,
really?
Yeah, and there's a lot.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why.
What? That's fucking weird.
Merci beaucoup.
What the fuck is that?
I think I just said thank you for downloading in France. Nope, in French.
In France. You said it in America, dude.
I love your fries. Thank you.
I love your freedom fries.
And then Canada, we're pretty big in. Then the UK, then Germany, then Japan, and then Slovakia.
And Slovakia. I really don't know where that's at. Where is Slovakia?
So what? I know I've asked this a lot, but so I don't know that I give a fuck about the other ones. But anybody that's listening in Slovakia, please, if you follow us on Twitter, send me a message. If you follow us on Facebook, send me a message.
Call and leave us a message in your language, Slovakian.
Just something. I want to know.
That really came off like an asshole, but I didn't mean it to be.
I want
to
know how you found out about the show. If you do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
You got to talk slower. That helps them understand. Slower and louder.
If you can hear me.
Oh, shit. So you want to argue about chiropractors again?
Oh, so that's the other thing I don't understand. You know, because every day looking at these fucking stats, more like 40 yeah. fucking times a day I check the downloads. And
yeah.
I told you, you know, we put out that shitty show with the chiropractors or whatever, and
yeah.
our downloads, I mean, dropped like 40% of what they were the week before. And yeah. then the next episode was Meet Pony the Prostitute. It shot right back up to where it was.
So fucking weird. Which I think that was fun. Just that story is funny. Pony the Prostitute, that's fucking great. So maybe I shouldn't ask you this while we're recording, but did it sound good when I edited in the song there? You know what I mean? I'll cut this out if I need to.
No, you don't need to cut it out. Yeah, it sounded good. Yeah. I
wasn't sure.
All right, so please, Slovakian, just reach out. I just want to know how in the fuck you found out about the show, and I assume your country's no bigger than a fucking shoebox, so ask your neighbor why they're listening to us.
Such an asshole.
I also assume that there's fucking explosions going on all the time.
What? If it's not America, there's explosions going on.
What's the first thing? What's the first thing you think of when you hear Slovakia?
9/11.
Right, explosions.
Oh, God. I wonder if we just lost our Slovakian listeners. We had nothing to do with 9/11.
They can't fucking understand us anyway.
It's gonna be funny if Slovakia is like Russian or something. I don't know. I don't know what Slovakian is. Slovaks? Is that what you call them? Is that a slur? You fucking Slovaks.
Window-licking Slovaks. That team Nicogene or whatever that we were going to have a debate with, you know, they could never get around to.
Yeah.
Which I kind of assumed that's what they were going to do is.
Yeah, yeah. Surprise, surprise. You know.
I'm guessing you probably haven't been listening to any of their shit either.
No.
They did this episode like right. 4 days ago on ancient civilizations. I'm telling you, it was a good fucking episode. I mean, it was good.
I thought they did UFC shit.
They do. I mean, I told you, they're both pretty bright guys. But, so one of them's in Colorado, so he's high constantly. So he's taking excessive amounts of hits to the head.
Okay.
And he's high.
All right.
But anyway, the conversation was very engaging. I mean, it was a good conversation okay. about, and I can't even put it into words to describe what they were talking about, but it was basically, do you think that we are, is our civilization right now the most advanced civilization that has ever existed anywhere? That was the question that was posed.
Okay.
And one of them made a great point that back when they built the pyramids, you know, people equate technology to whatever the word was that I just used.
advancement? Like technology to like...
Sure.
I equate technology to like electronics.
Right,
but that's only one part of it. I understand that, but
the point that he made is, you know, all these things with the pyramids to come together the way they have and stand up the way they have to time, it was almost perfection. So maybe they put all their advancements into math and everything else to get whatever. Fuck, I don't know. Just listen to them or something. I don't give a fuck.
So we've
cut all that out.
Advance. Okay. We've used all our advancements in society for terrible things. They like you, maybe that's the point you're trying to make. They used them for math.
I realized I was sitting here staring at my screen and talking for probably 5 minutes before I realized I didn't even have a fucking point, but
I think that all of our advancements now are advancing towards the end. We're done. I mean, as a society and as a culture, we're done. That's it. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, I'd say we're pretty much cashed out.
Yeah. Every advancement now is the only advancements we have are how can we gather more information from people, invade privacy more, and, you know, more for the bottom end, or more for the bottom line.
I mean, I know how we can do it. We can have them chase Pokemon.
Perfect.
Now we'll know exactly where they're at.
That's exactly right. So I looked at my my Google history, and I must have done something right somewhere, because I have no history.
The cloud has it.
Oh, all right. I have no history. That's no. I didn't.
Well, go up there and check it. I'll wait.
All right.
Are we done?
Yeah, I think we've been done for 6 months. So Doug's moving on to bigger and better things. So this might be the end of the show. So
it's not going to be the end of the show, you dick.
He's too
you'll have 2 weeks to come up with something.
He's going to have put in like 36 hours a week, so he's not going to have time for this shit.
Yeah.
All right, bye.
All right, don't forget fucking subscribe, and if you're Slovakian, get a hold of me.
get a hold of me. We'll hang out.
I assume somewhere in Slovakia you have some like money of some sort. I don't know if you pay each other in rocks or how you people do it, but donate
rocks.
5 rocks to our Patreon page.
At this point, I'll take it. I'll take your 5 rocks. 3 chickens and a goat. I'll take it.
I'd like to thank Hush Your Face for providing us with half of our content.
And maybe even in a whole other show. I think we could do a whole other show on that song.
Should I write us another
rap, that'd be great.
WWW, shut the fuck.
Write another rap for us, please.
Should I go ahead?
Because that one was especially for us.
Should I go ahead and play that to end the show on?
Absolutely, you should.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody.
Bye.
We're riding this out, the whole thing.
Bring in the heat. What the fuck does that mean?
We're so done.
They're gonna call the FCC on us. We're fucking, they're gonna get us off the air.
And I asked them if we could join.
That's the best part. I love doing a podcast. This is so great. What we need to do is play this episode when we try to join another network. Send them this episode. Can we be on your network? Try to join as many networks as we can. Oh,
so that's
fuck
one thing
Texas.
I found out is I don't know that I have any more interest in joining any networks or anything.
I do, just for so we can do this again. this is great.
Like, so there's opportunities to join like Radio Vegas, where they play your episode, but then they want you to fit a certain time schedule, and they want the episodes submitted to them by a certain time, and I don't have any interest in that.
Nah, that's no fun.
I don't care if anybody ever hears this piece of shit.
Me neither. Well, I mean,
right,
I'd appreciate it if you heard it. So go and donate to our Patreon. Every time I say that, it's the butt of a joke every single time. Oh, fuck. That's great. All right, for real this time. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, what's up? I am testing this recording thing. So I'm recording our conversation. Just the one-sided. I wanted to see if it's going to pick up me moving the microphone around or your voice through the speaker. So am I going to have to zip the file to send it to you? I know what it is. I don't have one. Yeah. Do you have Dropbox? Is there a limit to the file size? WAV file. WAV files are pretty big. All right. white files are pretty big. All right. Well, I'll give that a try. A Microsoft